7210.
7210, got your request to talk high up?
Yeah, somebody spit on my bus. I was in the front of it, and you could see it on the lady's shirt and also on the floor.
So you're saying they spit at someone else then? They spit on a woman?
No, the woman made a loud talk and then spit on the floor, and it was also on her shirt. She was trying to spit onto the floor, and customer also, after she got up, came up and told me that he watched do it.
Okay, that's what there was talking about on the floor. And you're clear of passengers, correct? Looks like you're inside the transit center.
I'm in the center, correct.
Okay, is it small enough? We could kind of just towel it up, or we could get a spin to kind of clean up.
I throw a paper towel on the floor. I see that she's waiting for another bus.
Okay, yeah, if it's small enough that you think it can be kind of cleaned up without any service, that'd be...
Yeah, that would be my goal, but I definitely wouldn't want to touch it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if it's small enough that a paper towel can kind of cover it, and so we can kind of just leave it there, maybe have a supervisor come and route and clean it over.
Okay, I appreciate it, thank you. I do have a question. I'm not really comfortable with her getting on back onto my bus. What did I do about that?
I copy. Well, if, you know, she's a biohazard issue or you feel safe having her on board your bus, you can just ask her to catch the next bus.
Sounds good. That's what I'll probably do because my attention would almost be on her the entire time instead of what it should be.
Yeah, I copy. Stand by a moment. We have supervisor right there at Clackamas, so go ahead and hold for them, and they can clean it.
Great, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Perfect, yeah. We'll be clear at 8:41.